If you are a businesswoman working to amplify your 6- and 7-figure business from success to significance, then you know it's not just about the right strategies or the right tactics. It's more and more about high caliber people around you, your team, your collaborators, and advisors that can open doors for you and widen your reach. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast with your hosts, Dr. Monica Ogando and Amy Walker.
Welcome back, everybody, to Your Circle of Influence podcast. I'm your co-host, Dr. Monica Ogando.
And I'm Amy Walker.
And I am going to be talking today through my spring allergies. So talk about my up-leveling your health and lifestyle.
You know, here's the thing. People that don't live in Georgia don't understand this. So I think we need to paint the picture for them. Yes. All of you who live in snowy places, you know how when you go out, there's this layer of like gray sludge on your car that's a mixture of, you know, like stuff, dirt that's kicked up from the road and some pollution from the air. We have that same layer, but it is neon green. Yellowish neon green. It is pollen. You walk outside and you leave footprints behind in the pollen. You sit down on a surface that no one has sat on and your pants are green. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put that out there that you should feel a little bit bad for us. I mean, not like we don't need a lot of sympathy, but we would appreciate just a little bit of sympathy for surviving it. Now, also, I will say that, back in March, we were having a 70, 80 degree weather while all my friends were buried in snow. So that might counterbalance out how much empathy we get, but we want a little bit, just a little.
It's true. It's true. So we want to talk today about 6 key shifts that you want to make in order to uplevel your health and your lifestyle. And I feel particularly proud of this because it has been, let's see now, almost 8 months. So for about 8 months now, I have been consistently working out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday without fail. Shout outs to my personal trainer, Brittany Lachey. Brittany, we love you. Because she meets every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with me on Zoom. In fact, the reason why we had to cut today short is because I have a 1 o'clock. that has totally revolutionized my relationship to my body. It's not just revolutionized how my body looks, because it has. I am slimmer. I am tighter. I can see muscles. I can see all of that good stuff. It's plump in all the right places. I love it. I love it. However, the more important thing that it has done is that it has revolutionized my relationship to my body and how I identify in relationship to my body. So in the past, it used to be that I kind of had it like, I'm just a busy entrepreneur that just needs to kind of punish myself for an hour on a regular basis, punish my body for an hour so that I can make it do what I want it to do. And
that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Right. Well,
okay, it's like, how much do I have to put in order for it to give me what I want?
It's very transactional, right? Yeah.
It's very transactional.
Whereas now I am of the mind of like, I have been entrusted with this vessel. I'm an athlete that has been entrusted with this vessel, and I want to take care of it as much as possible and give it what it needs so that it can be my most trusted, resourceful friend. And part of, I think I'll start there with the key shift is the first key shift that I would identify is to re-identify your relationship with your body and with your, like just your lifestyle, that this isn't something, it's not transactional. It's not this thing that you're supposed to just put a coin in and it'll give you back a jukebox song, right? It is relational, however. So it's a number of transactions. It's a number of deposits. It's a number of withdrawals. And the reason why you will have a greater bandwidth emotionally to handle stress and a greater bandwidth physically to handle the, you know, demands that your life and your business puts on you is when you take care of your body and of yourself and of your mindset so that when you put stress on it, it's capable of handling it. And the way that I liken it, at the beginning, for example, she used to have me do wall sits, right? So when you lean up against the wall and you put your knees and your feet in a 90 degree angle.
Oh, I know. I'm actually an epic wall sitter. Occasionally, this is the one thing that I can challenge anyone to my house at, whether I've been working out or not, and I can beat them. But I don't know why, but I just have really good wall sit abilities. Nothing else, but
that. I was the opposite. I was like, this is, why are you punishing me like this, right? But eventually, she's made me do them long enough to where now I have the form down and I can actually sit in it for a long period of time. I'm pretty proud of that because I started off as, you know, this is punishment and I hate this and the lactic acid buildup and all this other stuff. Your business and your lifestyle is the same way. You don't get stronger by just looking at the problem. You get stronger by actually sitting in it and by stressing yourself, putting stressors on so that you can develop your stamina, develop your patience and so forth. So the first one is re-identify yourself. This is not a transaction. I'll add a second one and then we'll kind of like volley back and forth. The second thing is a key shift to up-level your health and your lifestyle is, besides not looking at it as transactional, that it's actually a relationship that you're building. The second thing is that I would add that as one of the big rocks. You know how we have this analogy of put the big rocks in and then the second priority, et cetera, et cetera. I would have it like it's the first big rock. And the reason I say that is because I have been in the presence of people who did not have access to their bodies. Right. My brother lost his life to ALS. He eventually lost the ability to lift his hands, to feed himself, to even breathe. Mm-hmm. Those are all muscle dependent, physically dependent activities. If you do not have your health, there's no other wealth that matters.
Yeah.
And so when you can put that in as one of your big rocks, and once again, here's the thing that I that I discovered for myself, your body doesn't demand much. Right. When I was going through cancer, I had an exercise that totally changed my life. It had a dyad between me and my body. My body was like, listen, when you decided to come here, I was the first one that showed up. Before your soul got here, I was already forming eyes and feet and limbs and lungs. And like, I've been here. And long after you leave, I'll still be cleaning up the party. But you treat me like I'm like an afterthought. When I'm hungry, you don't feed me. When I'm tired, you don't let me rest. You just make me feel like I'm some inconvenience when I'm actually your greatest friend, your deepest weapon. And that exercise, you know, it's another sermon for another Sunday, but that exercise completely changed the way that I viewed my feminine, you know, my period, the way that I viewed my hormones, the way that I viewed my health and my fitness and my eating and so forth. When you have it like it's a big rock, and you put it first, trust me, the rest of your life will thank you for it.
Yeah.
So those are the first two key shifts that I would recommend. What would you add to the pot, Amy?
You know, I think I'm going to cancel my next appointment and rest. That's honestly what's going through my mind right now. Because you're right that when you push your body to the point where it has no more to give, there is nothing to bring to the table with your clients, with your business, with your partner, with your children, with all the things that you have going on. And so we tend to put it in as, you know, like we were talking about earlier, this transactional thing where it's like, well, how much do I have to give it before it can give back? Yeah. And in reality, we should be looking at like, what would put my physical form at its peak performance today, this week? And, you know, taking time to do that will make it so that you have the energy to give, you have the, you know, the capacity for the things that you need. So I actually truly think I'm going to reschedule my afternoon appointment. I think it can wait.
That's amazing. Because there's something that happens in this capitalistic society, which is that we view pleasure and rest as prizes.
Yeah.
As rewards that you give yourself after you've worked yourself to the bone. And I want you to know that it is actually not a reward. It is a necessity. Like, have you ever, I have tried this, so I know the answer to this question, But have you ever pushed yourself to the point where you're just kind of like you're not sleeping, you've denied yourself sleep, you've denied yourself food. You know what happens? Eventually your body shuts down. Your body's
Yeah.
like, I am not cooperating with this level of torture anymore. I'm shutting it down. And you will fall asleep right there. No warning, right? You will faint or you will lose consciousness because your body's like, I'm checking out. So when you push yourself to that point of I need to work hard enough to be able to earn my rest, that is not a sustainable strategy for work. You're going to have to put that in there as just as important as team meetings, just as important as filing your taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So I would say that would be the third key shift that I would add is treat your pleasure and your rest as requirements, not as rewards. That's number three. Number four, and that looks different for different people, right? Like some people, like my husband is a morning person, so he has to go to sleep early because he has to get up early. I am a night owl. So even though I still get my 7 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep or whatever, that timeline looks different, right? So do what feels best for you. But the fourth key shift that I would add to that is to eat. Eat like you love yourself. Eat like you are your best treasure. Eat like you are giving yourself the nutrients that you need in order for your high performance. And this has been skewed in modern agricultural and the food industry because we see food as a product and not as fuel. So you think because it's convenient, because it's prepackaged, because it's processed, because it's ready, because it's accessible, that somehow that's good food for you. It's not. I had a big, deep experience of this when I went overseas. And the milk tasted differently, the meat tasted different. I was like, oh my God, how am I losing weight and I'm eating more? It's because I had more nutrients in what I was eating. The US food system is not as nutritious, sorry to say. But when you go to other countries, you'll discover this. So you have to be very conscious about the nutrition that you're putting in your body and not just stuff in your mouth, right? And then the last thing that I'll say is, that you want to get as much community and accountability and support as possible into upleveling your health and your lifestyle. If you do this by yourself, if you're just kind of like, I'm going to eat this and the rest of the family is going to eat that, that's not a sustainable solution.
Yeah.
It needs to be kind of built into the way you live your life and the way that you manage your relationships, et cetera. You want support at home, you want support from your friends, et cetera. The best walks that I've had in my life has been when I've been doing Marco Polo back and forth with Amy or with someone else because, like, okay, first of all, that means I need to get out there. I need to actually tie my sneakers on my feet, and actually get out there. And then when you do it in community, it goes by faster, just like Sarah said when she was three. You know, when we do it together, it goes by faster.
Yes. Oh, Monica, you're speaking to me today. I appreciate this. I feel like you just gave this sermon to me. It was
Good.
exactly what I needed.
You guys just
And
happen to be listening in on a private
yeah, and
conversation.
anybody
Welcome.
who's been like listening to the show for a while, I have this major like imposter syndrome rising up because we've had this conversation before on the show.
Yeah.
And I cannot say that I'm in a different spot with this relationship than I have been in the past. I cycle through and I have times where I'm doing well, and then I have times where I come crashing back to the old habits. And I feel like I'm getting farther between the crash back. Like
Yeah.
I'm lasting in the better habits longer, but I'm totally in that space right now. So I needed this conversation. Thank you. Thank you. My Amy heart is like,
Oh,
yeah.
I'm totally loving
Guilty
up on you, Amy.
confession. While you were talking, I totally typed up my message to cancel the rest of my meetings for today.
Oh, yay! Way to take action.
And I was honest too. I was like, listen, here's the deal. All day Saturday, I was running kids around. By the way, Brendan, my youngest son, won
Yes.
first place in the
Yes.
regional
We love Brendan.
4-H competition
Go,
in the
Brendan!
category of food for fitness.
Oh my gosh,
Although
how perfect.
we should also say he was the only one in his category.
That's
But he
funny.
would have won no matter how many people were in that category because that kid had He put on a business suit, like a three-piece suit, and he had his visuals ready to go, and he had jokes built into his script, and it was epic.
Adorable. Adorable. I love it.
Anyway.
Way to go, Brandon. Yay.
So I ran kids around all day on Saturday, and then Sunday was all, I had church meetings literally all day long. I did not get done until like 4 or 5. And then I had a friend that needed a call. So I didn't get done at all yesterday. So I was honest, even in my email, like, listen, here's where I'm at. I will be better able to serve you if we reschedule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's just great. This is again, how we trust build. Mm-hmm. And how we deepen our authority is when we call a thing a thing. You've always heard me say that, call a thing, right? And that's part of it. Part of it is to be able to say, I'm not there today. I'm not there with it, right? And let's add that as another key shift to up-level your health and your lifestyle. And it is, sometimes we don't want to get on the scale, or we don't want to look in the refrigerator, or we don't want to declutter the pantry because we don't want to see. But if you could just be clear about whatever point A is, call the thing a thing, look at all this junk here, or look at all this old vegetables in the in the crisper, or whatever the case may be, then your path to point B, whatever that is going to be clearer, and it'll be faster to get there and easier to get there because you know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. And that's important to be able to say where you are, so you can get clear about where you want to go.
Agreed. Thank you. All right. I hope this was helpful for more than just me, because, you know, I'd like to think I'm not the only one out there in the world that has this challenge.
No, no, you're not.
But we appreciate all of you for joining in and listening, and we love hearing from you. So leave us your comments. Make sure that you connect with us online. I'm at Amy Walker Coach, and Monica is at Monica Ogando.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.